Wait. So this will be the last Sunday of this year?
今年我们中文组在一年里面，我们传讲了摩西五经。
So over this year, we have been discussing about the Moses Law.
过去的两个月左右，我们把生命记讲了好几篇的信息。
So the last 2 months, we were discussing about the book of Deuteronomy.
在讲生命记的时候，我就特别注意到为什么摩西要这样重复的来讲一些话。
So I was wondering why Moses always tried to repeat what he had already talked about.
我们如果读生命记的时候，我们发现很多的律法、规章，甚至有一些历史的事件，在出埃及记到民数记到利未记都已经讲过了。
So in the books of Moses, a lot of history accounts and a lot of God's laws have been repeated once and once again.
当我们今年再这样详细的来读生命记的时候，我就有了一个新的体会。
So I have this kind of understanding when we are studying the book of Deuteronomy.
我就发现我们人的学习是必须要重复的来说的。
I found that we need to repeat even when we study a book written by Moses.
尤其是圣经的话语，我们说了一次不够，我们听了一次不够，我们必须常常的被提醒。
This is especially true when we study God's words.
而且我们也必须常常自己说出来，并且能够实行出来。
We need to talk about it, and we need to put it into our life.
因此，我今天的负担是把《生命记》的信息，我们里面这个经义，我要跟弟兄姊妹们再说一遍。
So my burden today is to really repeat and speak one more time about the book of Deuteronomy, about the God's commandments.
在今年的五月的时候，傅牧师来到了我们中间。我相信前几年的时候，我们英文组的弟兄姊妹也见过他。
So in the last May, Pastor Frist came to us.
他今年跟我们讲了人际关系怎么样来看圣经里面的教导。
He taught us about how we need to deal with interpersonal relationship based on the teaching of the Bible.
在五月份他讲的那一篇信息就叫做爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
So the title of his sharing in the last May is Love is Patient, Love is Kind.
经过了半年多，我自己在回想这一篇信息在我的生命中，在我的生活中有什么意义的时候。
So in the last half year, I was wondering the meaning of this teaching in my own life.
尤其我发现我在人际关系里面有许多的失败，是因为我听过了神的话，可是我就这么让它过去了。
I realized I am still a failure in a lot of time because when I heard about God's words, they really didn't mean much to me.
尤其刚刚我们在祷告的时候，有姊妹祷告说，愿意我们今天能够抓住神的话。
A few minutes ago, a sister in her prayer, she said,Let us grasp what God taught us.
我愿意再加强一下，愿意今天神的话来抓到我们。
Let me emphasize, let God's words grasp us.
今天不是谁站在这里可以安慰你，或者谁站在这里可以斥责你。
It is not really somebody can stand here to rebuke you or to criticize you.
甚至我们的安慰。我们所受的责备都是从圣灵来的。
I hope the rebuke we receive is really from the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多前书第十三章里面有一小段经文是我们中间每一位都很熟悉的。
I'm sure everybody here is familiar with a small paragraph from 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
那一段经文讲到说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
That paragraph talks about love is patient, love is kind.
接着又说爱是不嫉妒、不自夸、不张狂。
And it also says love does not envy, love does not boast, love is not proud.
等等，然后讲到最后的时候，说到爱是凡事包容、凡事相信、凡事盼望、凡事忍耐。
It ends with love always protects, love always trusts, love always hopes, and it always perseveres.
我们注意到这一段爱的诗篇里面，从开始就讲到很久，爱是忍耐，后面又以忍耐来结束。
So these small paragraphs starts with patience and ends with perseverance.
我们很多人喜欢这一段经文，而且我们把它用来送给别人。
We all love this paragraph, and sometimes we.Well, share this paragraph with us.
我们把它做成框子，我们裱在家里的墙上。
And we put it on the wall of our family.
我们有时候会认为这是一个道德的，我们行为的准则。
So sometimes we think this is a standard of our morality.
可是我们如果再往深一层想的话，实在说，这个是我们生命应该是一个基督的生命的表现。
But if we think a little bit deeper, we would say that this is what is really expected from the life of a believer.
曾经我把这一段经文里面，我把那个爱字换成基督的话。
I once tried to replace the word love in that paragraph with Jesus.
我就发现，基督是恒久忍耐，基督是有恩慈，基督是不嫉妒，基督是不自夸。
I found indeed.Jesus is patient, Jesus is kind, and Jesus does not boast, and Jesus is not proud.
我就发现，哦，原来我要行出这些特质的话，必须是有基督的生命在我里头。
Then I realized, for me, if I want to live out these beautiful characteristics, I have to have Jesus in my life.
我们今天在我们生活里面，不管是父母对子女，是配偶之间，我们发现人际关系里面很大的一个难处，就是爱的付出跟爱的接受。
You would agree that during our daily life, it is always very troublesome to deal with interpersonal relationship, be it between you and your spouse, or you and your kids or parents. And it is very hard to really to balance or calculate how much love I should give out, or I believe, or I want to believe, how much love I am entitled to receive from others.
我今天要用另外一句傅牧师所讲的生活化的另外一种的注解来讲，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
So today I will try to elaborate the meaning of love using what Pastor Fritz taught us, how to relate this to our routine life, everyday life.
他把这两句话用四个特点来说明。
He summarized this with four characteristics.
第一个是爱是有时间。
The first one is being available in terms of time.
第二点是说爱是不怕麻烦。
The second, not afraid of being troubled or interrupted.
这两点就用来解释什么叫做爱是恒久忍耐。
So we can see what the meaning of love is patient is from these two points.
很多的圣经这个没有把这个恒久忍耐这个时间的因素放在里头。
SoActually, our Chinese Bible didn't really emphasize the point of time in this verse.
在英文的翻译里面，我发现只有一些比较古老的，他把这个时间的因素摆进去，说这个爱的忍耐不是只是 patient, 不是只是忍耐而已，它是有时间性的。
So in some old version of English Bible, so you will see the meaning of patient maybe more clearly. It puts a factor of time.Into that translation.
有更好的翻译是说爱是恒久忍耐，翻译成说爱是长久的受苦。
So one translation is love is patient is really love is long suffering.
我记得当我的子女结婚的时候，我就只讲了这一节，在他们结婚典礼上我说爱是 long suffering.
So I remember during the wedding ceremony of my kids, I talked about love, and I tried to remind them that love is long-suffering.
我告诉他们，从今天起以后，你们这两个新人，你们要开始来适应你们文化的不同，你们的习惯的不同，然后你们要进入一个爱是 long-suffering, suffers long 的境界。
So I said, from now on, you two will join together. You will try to get used to each other. You will try to really receive suffering from each other, and you want to endure that.
So, 爱是恒久忍耐，有两个特点：一是有时间，第二是不怕麻烦。
So, let me repeat: love is patient. There are two points, two aspects. One is being available in terms of time, long suffering, and the second is you are not going to be troubled or afraid of being troubled.
另外说，爱是又有恩慈，也有良点。
So.Let's talk about the love is kind. I will try to also give you 2 points.
有恩慈的表现是什么呢？
So what is love is kind?
第一点是体会人的感觉。
The first point is that you have to try to understand or appreciate the feelings of others.
第二点是我尊重并且保护别人的尊严。
And the second point is I need to protectand respect other people's dignity or privacy.
所以我们现在来简单的复习一下这两句话，我们用四点来总结。
So let's repeat again. Let's try to summarize love is patient, love is kind with four aspects.
第一点是什么？
What is the first point?
爱是有时间。
The first point is make yourself available in terms of time.
第二点是什么？
What is the second point?
不怕麻烦。
Not afraid of being troubled.
第三点是什么？
So what is the third point?
体会人的感觉。
Try to understand and have sympathy to the feelings of others.
第四点是尊重并且保护别人的尊严。
So the last point is try to protect and respect other people's dignity.
我们要从马可福音里面的一段有关于耶稣行事的记载，我们来体会这四点。
So let me try to elaborate the meaning of love, the four points from the Gospel of Mark.
请我们打开马可福音第十章，我们要读四十五节到五十二节。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark chapter 10.Verse 45 to 52.
马可福音第十章四十五到五十二节是这样说的。
So that is the verses.
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many.
到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪买，坐在路旁。他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。”
Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man.Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
我们现在读的是马可福音第十章啊，我希望你赶快翻得到。然后接下来说，有许多人责备他，不许他作声，他却越发大声喊着说，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。耶稣就站住说叫他过来。
Let's continue. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, Call him.
他们就叫那瞎子对他说，放心，起来，他叫你了。瞎子就丢下衣服跳起来走到耶稣那里。耶稣说，要我为你做什么？瞎子说，拉布尼，我要能看见。耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你了。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want from me? Want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
我们如果把马可福音第十章的前面的几章经文稍微看一下的时候，
If we can still remember what it was about in before this affair in the Gospel of Mark，
我们发现马可福音从一开始就讲到耶稣非常的忙碌。
So we found that in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is indeed very, very busy.
马可福音所记载是以耶稣为仆人的角度来记载耶稣的生平。
So the Gospel of Mark, one of the emphasis of this book is this particular point, that is, Jesus is a servant.
所以他不像马太福音一开始讲到耶稣是王的家谱，大卫的家谱里头的子孙。
Not like the Gospel of Matthew, it started with Jesus is a king, and from his genealogy you can see he's the son of David.
我们看到马可福音里面有耶稣长篇的讲论，讲到登山宝训，讲到君王的宪章。
Matthew. Yeah, from the Gospel of Matthew, we can see that Jesus, well, he gave a lot of sermons, like the Sermon of the Mountain. He talked about his kingship and talked about what we should follow him.
可是你读马可福音的时候，你发现一开始根本没有讲到家谱，因为仆人是没有家谱的。
But in the Gospel of Mark, we haven't seen the genealogy of Jesus, because as a mere servant, there shouldn't be such a genealogy.
而且在马可福音里面用这个马上立刻起来去做事形容耶稣的话用了41次。
And in this very book, the words such as just, immediately, right away, have been used for as many as 41 times.
马可福音里面记载耶稣行了20个神迹。
So in the Gospel of Mark, it recorded 20 miracles by Jesus.
可是他只讲了一篇的讲论。
But he had only one sermon.
我们看到当耶稣在这个时候，马可福音第十章的时候，他是正好在一些很忙碌的侍奉以后，结束了，他要往耶利哥的城去。
So after a series of very busy action and service, then Jesus encountered this blind man.
这个时候，你看很多的人跟从他，因为他们看到耶稣行了五饼二鱼的神迹，耶稣也能够医治许多的人的疾病。
At that very moment, you notice that many people were following Jesus because Jesus had performed a lot of miracles, like healed the cripple, and also casted out the demon from a child.
所以这里我们看到，当耶稣往前走的时候，经过了一个地方，就有了一个讨饭的瞎子起来拦住耶稣。
So at this moment, a blind beggar tried to interrupt Jesus.
他一直喊着说，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
So he shouted, Son of David, show mercy on me.
所以我们第一个反应是，这个瞎子实在是没有礼貌。
So what will be our first reaction and response? We would say, how rude this blind beggar is.
他为了我自己的问题，他竟然打断了耶稣要往前走的行程。
Well, in order to really solve his own problem and trouble, he interrupted Jesus.
如果你现在想想看，你是那个瞎子的话，或者你是旁边的人的话，你会有怎么样的反应？
So let's imagine, if you were there, what will be your reaction to what the blind beggar just did?
对一个讨饭的瞎子要在这么人群中间大声的呼求人来可怜我的话，这也是不简单的。
Well, at first let me say that it needs courage for that blind to really to yell to ask for Jesus' help at that kind of situation.
尤其当许多在旁边的人跟随耶稣的人叫他说：“你不要作声，你安静。”
Especially a lot of people said to him, "Shut up!" At that time.
我们再来想想这些旁边的人为什么有这样的反应，叫这个讨饭的瞎子不要作声呢？
Then let's try to think why all those people around, they didn't want Jesus to be interrupted. They want the blind man to calm down.
是不是因为他是个讨饭的乞丐，他是个瞎子，是个残疾人，是没有体面的人，所以他旁边的人不喜欢他来接近耶稣呢？
Is it possible that he is not liked and the people...didn't want him to interrupt Jesus because he's a mere blind, a beggar, a person without any social status?
我想我们人的观点这是很自然的一个反应。
Naturally, that really might be our response.
因为我们想到曾经在福音书里面也记载到有一个百夫长，他是个做官的，他也为着他的仆人的问题来求耶稣。
You might still remember in the gospel, there is a very similar situation. That is, there is an official. He asked Jesus for help for his dying servant.
这个时候他耶稣的门徒跟旁边的人听到这个百夫长来求耶稣，他们怎么跟耶稣说呢？
So what was the response from people around?Under that particular situation,
他们劝耶稣说：“你给他行这个事情，你答应他的要求是他所配得的。”
So the people said, "Jesus, do it for him because he deserves it. He is worthy."
因为他爱我们的百姓，而且为我们建造会堂。
Because this man loved us and he built up the synagogue for us.
你看，同样的，耶稣在很忙碌的行程里面，有人来打断耶稣，请耶稣到他家里去医治他的仆人。旁边的人说，他应该的，他配得的。
So these two situations, they are very similar, but the response from people around is just opposite.
这里这一个乞丐来求耶稣了，旁边人说 ，Shut up， 不要讲话。
So when the blind beggar tried to ask for help, people said, "Shut up."
因为我们天然人里面，你看到吗？我们以为人有善行才配得恩典的。
So naturally, we all tend to believe that the grace should be earned.
这个百夫长他做了这么多的好事，他为我们盖会堂，爱护我们的百姓，所以他的要求我们应该答应他。
So the official did a lot of good things, so he deserved the help, the grace.
而这个讨饭的瞎子，他凭什么来得恩典呢？
But how about that blind beggar? He is really nothing.
所以我们看旁边的人就责备他，不许他作声。
So now we understand, and we might even agree why people want the blind man shut up.
所以这些人说，我们没有时间，我们怕麻烦。
And those people said, we don't have time for you.
我们很怕麻烦，你不要拦阻我们。
And don't bother us. We have something much more important.
这些旁边的人，门徒们也不体会这个瞎子的感觉，更不要谈上尊重他的尊严。
So do you think those disciples really understand or they really have sympathy to the blind man's need or feeling? Not at all.
我就想到我自己也有类似的经历。
So sometimes I feel I have the same feeling or same response when I encounter similar situation.
差不多十几年前有一次在纽约的灵命晋升会里面，他们大会请我来接待，来负责一个那个主题讲员的在会场里面的接送。
So it was more than 10 years ago, I was serving in a very important evangelical conference in New York City.
这个讲员那个时候已经差不多80岁，他是加州的一位曾林芳老牧师。
So I was assigned to take care of a very important and very elderly speaker.More than 80 years old.
你知道七月四号的时候是吹冷气的时候。
So you know that was on the 4th of July, and we need air conditioner.
当这个老牧师在我因为接触他 我扶着他走的时候，他把他的衣服掀开给我看，他里面拴了三层的棉毛衣。
So when that senior pastor, when I was him, he showed me what he put on. He had three sweaters because of the air conditioner. That was in the summer.
他年纪大了，他怕冷，所以他的手还是冰的，甚至他里面穿的羊毛的棉毛衣、棉毛裤。
So with that much clothes, because he was old, and even if it was in the hot summer, he still felt very cold, and his hands were ice cold.
曾老牧师是我碰到的讲员里面非常有意思的一个老牧师。
This is a very interesting and old people.
当他在台上讲到的时候，我觉得好像在听那个丐帮的帮主在讲道一样。
When he was speaking, and in the church, my feeling, if you guys read any kung fu novel from Jin Yong, he's like a Hong Qi Gong, the leader of the beggars.
这个人的翻译的不错，引申的很好。所以我就与他特别的亲近，我就希望他赶快下台，以后回家的时候好好的休息。
So I liked him very much, and I tried to help him so that he could have very good rest after the sermon.
可是每次大会一结束，他一下来，旁边就有五六个、七八个人就等着要来跟问候他。
But every single time after he finished his sermon, there would always be like about 10 people waiting for him, trying to talk to him.
我才发现有人拿着人参汤，有人还拿着红包在等着要塞给他，要尊敬他。
So a lot of people, they prepared a lot of things, like the ginseng soup, and some people, they have the loving sharing.
甚至有的人带着问题，就希望曾老牧师给他解答问题。
And a lot of others, they really prepared a lot of questions. They hoped that this old servant of God can help them to understand those questions.
我当时的反应是什么呢？
So what was my response?
我就像这一些旁边的人一样。
I was just like the people around Jesus.
请你们不要做声，不要靠近，因为他很累了，他必须回去休息。
Please do not interrupt him because he's very tired. Let him to have some break.
十几年过去了。
And after these years,
我一直认为我当时的处理是对的。
I always thought what I did is really appropriate.
一直当我听到了这一篇讲到，当父母是把耶稣从圣经里面走出来到我们中间的时候，我发现我当年的反应是错的。
Until Pastor Fritz, he taught us about how to deal with interpersonal relationship. Until he used Jesus as a perfect example to show us what really we should do.
我发现我当时就不能够体会别人的感觉，我当时就是没有时间，不耐烦。
So I failed to understand or appreciate the feelings of others. I was not patient enough.
我只想把我的任务快点完成。
I tried to finish what was assigned to me, my task.
耶稣怎么反应呢？
So what was the response from Jesus?
刚刚的经文里面说，耶稣就站住，说对门徒说，叫他过来。
Jesus stopped.And Jesus called on that blind beggar.
耶稣有时间，他不怕麻烦了。
So Jesus made himself available. And he's not afraid of being interrupted.
很多的时候我们今天太忙了，我们几乎上没有时间被别人，我们不耐烦别人打断我们既有的行程。
So nowadays, we are always way too busy. And we are not used to, and we don't like to be interrupted by others.
当我预定的时间里面要做的事，或者被人打断的时候，我马上显出我的不耐烦。
When we were interrupted, our response was, "Well, please don't bother us."
可是耶稣在这里竟然叫他来，对他说，要我为你做什么？
But what Jesus did is, he stopped and he called him and he asked, "What do you want from me?"
耶稣能够体会这个乞丐瞎子乞丐的感觉。
So Jesus can understand the feeling of that mere blind beggar.
要我为你做什么？
What can I do for you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话是什么样的身份的人说的？
So think about it. Usually, what status of a person will say something like that? What can I do for you?
在什么样的心态下，你能够很自然地说这句话？
And for ourselves, for you and me, under what kind of mood can we say something like that? What can I do for you?
我想每次我去吃饭的时候，坐在餐桌上准备点菜，人家就来问我，我可以为你做什么？
So usually when I am in the restaurant and I sit down, I turn on the I was looking at the menu and somebody will ask, what can I do for you?
我有多久没有说过这样的话？
And since when have I myself said something like that to somebody who I don't know?
你说过这样的话吗？
Have you ever said something like that?
你常常说这样的话吗？
Do you often act like that?
耶稣说，要我能够为你做什么？
And Jesus said, what can I do for you?
一个被万人被千万人拥戴的一个行神迹的一个老师一个夫子，他对一个讨饭的乞丐说，你要我为你做什么？
So a miracle performer, a religious teacher, a person, an important person followed by many, and he said, he asked a beggar, a blind beggar, what can I do for you?
当这个瞎子说我要能看见，耶稣说你的信救了你。
When the blind answered, I want to see. And Jesus said, your faith saved you.
你发现耶稣不但医治了这个瞎子，而且他还把这个功劳还要分一点给瞎子。
So you see, not only Jesus, have Jesus healed the blind, and he even said the blind deserved it.
不是因为我完全能医治你，他说，你的信是你的信救了你。
Not that I healed you, but your own faith saved you.
这句话让我也有点思想。
So I was pondering on this verse.
我去查了整个耶稣所行的神迹里面，我发现圣经里面有五个地方，他称赞那些来求他医治的人。他说你的信救了你。
I looked up what is recorded in the Bible, all the miracles performed by Jesus. There are 5 occasions Jesus said the similar thing, your faith saved you.
今天我没有时间来讲那五个情况。
So I won't have time today to discuss about all these 5 occasions.
但是我发现这个你的信救了你到底是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by your faith saved you?
耶稣在那个时候告诉这个瞎子说，你的信救了你。
Under that particular situation, Jesus said, your belief saved you.
哦，这就好像说，有人来找我帮忙的时候，当他得到了帮忙，我就告诉他说，嘿，你找对人了。
This is just, let me make an analogy. This is just like somebody was seeking help from me. And then after I helped him, and I said, you asked for the right person.
你今天正好你找对人了，你知道我能帮忙你，所以我告诉他，你的信救了你。
So you got the right person, and you know that I can help you. Therefore, your belief in me saved you.
所以这就好像我们拿了一个插头，电器的插头，我们找到插座，我们一插上去的时候，光就来了。
This is just like you plug in the cable into the socket, and then you connect yourself to the resource of power and electricity.
你的信救了你，表示电源接上了。
So your faith saved you, meaning that you have been connected to the.The origin of the power.
为什么这个瞎子是把电源接上了呢？
So how did the blind connect the cable to the electricity?
因为这个瞎子他不是只来讨一顿饭。
Because Think about it. What the blind asks is not just a meal.
他知道耶稣不但能够行物质界的神迹，耶稣能够行灵界的神迹。
So he got a belief that Jesus could perform miracles not only in the material world, and also he can control the spiritual world.
他不但物质界、灵界，他在自然界里面，他也能够平静风和浪。
It was also so in the natural world because Jesus can calm the storm.
所以他来到耶稣面前的时候，他要求的是我要能看见这句话讲对了。
So what he asked from Jesus is not something very simple. What he asked is for himself, a blind, to be able to see.
因为在犹太人的传说里面，从以赛亚书、耶利米书开始就讲了几百年以前，就说有一位君王要来到你们中间，他要行一种神迹是很稀奇的。
So from the ancient books of Jewish people, those books of prophets, it has been recorded that a king, a Messiah, will come and he can perform miracles.
他说我要给大卫兴起一个苗裔来，他能够使瞎子看见，聋子的耳朵开通，瘸子行走，哑巴能够说话。
And the books recorded that I will raise a son of David. He can make the blind see and the deaf to be able to hear, and the crippled can walk.
所以你看，当这个瞎、这个讨饭的瞎子听到耶稣过来的时候，他说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！”他在这里公开的宣称：“耶稣基督，耶稣，你就是那个公义的苗裔。”
So let's look back. What did that blind person do? When he saw Jesus, he said, "Son of David, show mercy on me." That means he believed that Jesus is the one recorded by the books of the prophets.
所以耶稣说，你的信救了你。
That is why Jesus said, "Your belief in me have saved yourself."
因为你知道我是大卫的后裔。
Because you know, I am the son of David.
我就是那个先知书里面说来，将来要使瞎子看见，瘸子行走，哑巴能够说话的那一位。
I am the one recorded in the books of prophets that can perform all those miracles.
所以我们到现在为止，我们从了耶稣的这一段记载里面，我们看到了什么叫做爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
So therefore, from what Jesus have done, we can see the meaning of love is patient, love is kind.
爱是有时间
being available in terms of time.
爱是不怕麻烦
not afraid of being troubled.
爱是能够体会人的感觉
be able to understand and have sympathy on the feelings of others.
而且爱是能够尊重并且保护人的尊严
respect and protect other people's dignity.
很多的时候，当我一直这些话从我听过以后，就常常提醒我，我缺少什么。
So many times when I heard this again, I always try to remind myself, what do I miss?
很多的时候，我跟人际中间关系的不行，倒真的不是讲道理的问题。
So many times.The very reason why I have some kind of conflict with other people, many times it is not really about who is right and who is wrong.
很多时候我可能有完全一百分的道理。
Many times, to be honest, I am 100% correct.
可是当我与人面质的时候，我没有尊重人的感觉。
But when I communicate with others, I wasa lot of times too confrontational and I didn't really respect other people's feeling.
我完全没有保护人的尊严。
I failed to protect the dignity of others.
所以人听不进我所讲的话。
Therefore, obviously, other people really cannot accept what I want them to accept.
人家看到的就是我的不耐烦，我的脾气。
So what they see is my impatience and my bad temper.
我们在家庭里面，我们跟夫妻中间，我们的孩子，在教会，我们同工之间，天天都要接触，都会发生类似的问题。
So in our daily life, how do we deal with our spouse, our kids, our parents, and our dear brothers and sisters in the church?
我们做事快的人，我们不耐烦那些做事慢的人。
So some of us, we are up-tempoed, and we don't have enough patience, and we are impatient, especially when we see those very slow and detail-oriented person.
有一些人完全不在乎什么生日、结婚周年、纪念日，可是有些人却非常在乎。
So some of us don't care about special occasions like birthdays, like anniversaries, but some of us, we remember every single one of them.
所以很多的时候，我们发现90%几乎是不是什么对或错的问题，而是我们的态度的问题。
So many trouble between, well, per people is really not about who is right, who is wrong, but really how we deal with it and our it's really about our attitude.
我发现一个很忙碌，一直常常以事工导向，以这个做事情完成事情为目标的人，就会碰到这样的问题。
I found those people, especially those people who make themselves very busy, they always aim on how to achieve things. They tend to run into this kind of trouble.
我一直都以这个为我自豪，就是说我同一个时间里面，我可以做两三件事情。
I am such kind of people, and I used to be very proud of myself because I can be multitask. I can handle a lot of things at the same time.
我今天要去到 Costco 买个东西
，so I go to Costco.
我中间一定要想，我是不是可以经过某个地方，我顺便能够去看这个人或做这件事，我总是一趟不是只是单独为了一件事情做成的。
So when I go to Costco, I will think during for the same trip, can I do something else? Can I visit somebody? Can I go to another store so that I can do several things just once?
我去理个发，我还要想着我中间会不会经过佛的利，我是不是一样就去探望某某人？我理完发再去探望他，然后再跟这个人见面，我可以同时安排好几件事情。
I also calculate when I go to a barber shop, can I do something else? Can I visit a brother and sister in Fort Lee?
甚至我去理发的时候，我还想说，如果有5分钟、10分钟，那个还没有下一个客人的时候，我跟这一位帮助我的弟兄，我们可以坐下来，我可以跟他一起谈谈他的情况。
Maybe, well, I can have 5 more minutes during barber shop. I can really share gospel with the barber.
所以你想想看，当我的行程被打断的时候，我的反应是怎么样
？So now you can imagine if somebody, some irrelevant people interrupt my arrangement.
我就没有时间，我就没有耐心。
So I won't be very patient, and I won't be very nice.
所以一个事工导向的一个人，他很容易就失去了耐心。
So for a person with my personality, task-oriented, I don't have enough patience.
我就发现在路加福音里面15章讲到了那个浪子的比喻。
So let's think about the story of that lost son in recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
其实那一段比喻里面的重点当然是讲到小儿子是一个浪子，他骗了他拿了父亲的钱财，花完了，在外面流浪，最后才回来。
So one of the points of that story is that the younger son is really lost. He squandered all the money he got from his father.
可是我发现，我越读那段，发现我实在太像那个大浪子。
But when I read the story again and again, and then when I think over about it, I found I am just like the older son who is actually also lost.
我没有那个胆子出去流浪，去那里去浪费资财。可是我在家里面服侍父亲的时候，我心里面有很多的不满。
I didn't go out and waste all the money, but when I am at the home, I serve my dad, my father. Sometimes I am really not happy, and I have a lot of happiness.
尤其当小儿子回到家里面的时候，父亲还要为他宰牛宰羊。
Especially when my younger brother come back, and when I see my father really take care of, show all the love to my younger brother, I'm really not happy.
其实这个小儿子早就把他该得的那一份花完了。
Why? Because I do think I have my reason. Because the younger son, my brother, has already wasted all his part.
现在父亲为他宰的这个牛羊是我的，是我大儿子的。
Now my father, the stock he's using to welcome him. What he used is something supposed to be mine.
所以这大儿子跟父亲说，我天天爸爸，我天天在家里服侍你，我这么辛苦，可是你却没有为我宰一只牛宰一只羊。
So the older son talked to the father, I am home, I serve you every day, I'm busy, I deserve a lot, but you never treated me as you are treating my younger brother, who is really a bad person.
所以爸爸说，儿啊，你天天与我同在，你却不能够体会这些东西都是你的吗？
So the father said, my son, every day you are with me. Do you understand all this belongs to you?
你天天在这里做事，在这里忙，难道你不能体会我这个做父亲的心吗？
You are with me, and you are busying, you are troubled by many things, but do you understand me, your father?
你难道不知道你这个儿子是失而复得、死而复活的吗？
Do you know your brother? He has lost, but now we got him again.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们能够体会天父的感觉吗？
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, can we understand? Do we try to understand the feeling of our heavenly Father?
尤其当我们来看到弟兄眼中的刺的时候。我们有没有看到我里面有个良木呢？
Especially when we see a prick in the eyes of our brother, do you know that maybe there's a big trunk in our own eyes?
我们看到别人的过错，可能是五年前，可能是十年前的错，我们到今天还一直抓着别人的错不放吗？
Do you still remember? Try to remember every single unfair things or mistake your brother did to you 5 years, 10 years ago.
特别我们要提一下什么叫做用爱心说诚实话。
So let me try to explain my understanding of speak the truth with love.
很多时候我们想要跟别人面子的时候，我们有时候会经常我听到人要先讲出来，我现在要跟你讲，我要用爱心跟你说诚实话。
Well, many occasions I found that when a brother or sister when they want to confront with another brother or sister, he or she will say, now I'm going to speak the truth with love.
可是你注意的话，你会发现 90% 都不是有爱心，也不一定是说的是诚实话。
So under those kind of situation, you will find a lot of times the speaker with love, they really do not, is not with love.
如果你们是两个人单独在一起的时候，我想还有一半以上的机会是真的用爱心说诚实话。
When there is no other people, maybe it's more possible for you to speak the truth with love.
如果在没有按照马太福音里面讲的原则，当你跟他中间有过节、有误会，你们先两个人交通的话，你一下子就到大庭广众之间要用爱心说诚实话，90%不是爱心，也不是诚实话。
When we try to criticize another brother or sister in front of many others, do we really still remember what we are taught in the book of Matthew?
因为中间有很多的观念看法可能需要事先沟通的。
Because a lot of opinions, it's better for us to really to communicate with each other in private.
尤其是当我们在跟别人面质的时候，你是不是尊重对方的感觉呢？
So, have you ever considered you should respect the feelings of others?
你们是不是保护别人的尊严呢？
Have we ever thought about to protect other people's dignity?
所以我们在这里，我们当再一次来思想这一段经文的时候。
So, when we really think about, when we read into these verses,
我们真的不是在讲人的一个道德的行为。
We are not talking about the morality.
我们讲的是人心里面的光景。
We are talking about our heart.
当耶稣来到世界上的时候，
When Jesus came to this world,
他把他那个有限永恒里面的时间，他来到了把自己缩小到了来到世间上33年的时间。
So the Almighty God came to this world and he lived in this earth for 33 years.
他自己成为肉身，要来经历我们所受的所有的苦难。
So the unlimited God content really confront himself in a mere flesh.
他来忍受人对他的顶撞。
And he really endured the protection and even persecution from others.
他最后在十字架上的时候还要体会我们的感觉，跟父神祷告说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
Even after he was hanged on the cross, he still prayed for us. He said, forgive them, Father, because what they are doing, they don't know.
他是一个怎么样的心来体会我们真的是不晓得我们把他钉死在十字架上。
So let's try to appreciate the feeling, the heart of Jesus, especially when he was on the cross.
所以在今天我们读的经文，马可福音的经文，第一句话有用第十章的第45节说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
SoNow, with all this thinking, let's think about, let's read the chapter 10, verse 45 of the Gospel of Mark again. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
神的仆人曾经说了一句很深刻的话，他说，神看重我们的所事，重于我们的所做。
A servant of God once said something very interesting. He said, what God really cares is not what we have done, what we have achieved, but what we are.
可是我们很多的时候，我们看重于我们的所做，重于我们的所事。
But how about ourselves? Many times we really care about what we have achieved.Instead of what we are, what our characters are.
求神恩待我们。
So God have mercy on us.
在这个2012年最后的一个主日的时候，
In the last Sunday of the year of 2012,
我对着年轻人等于是讲重复的信息。
I speak to especially our younger brothers and sisters asermon, a information that has been repeated again and again.
对着参加过傅牧师的这个训练课程的人，可能这也是你第二次听这一方面的信息。
To those who have already heard what Pastor Frist taught us, this is the second time.
但愿神的话抓住我们。
And I hope God's words will really guide us.
我们能够体会耶稣基督的心肠。
We can appreciate the feeling and the heart of Jesus Christ.
让我们再复习一下，什么是爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈呢？
So let's go over it one more time.
有四点。
So the love is patient, love is kind. There are 4 points.
第一点是什么？
What is the first point?
爱是有时间。
available in terms of time.
爱是不怕麻烦。
Not afraid of being troubled, interrupted.
爱是能够体会人的感觉。
Understand, appreciate the feelings of others.
爱是尊重并且保护人的尊严。
Respect and protect other people's dignity.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩典的主啊，我们不但有个心要抓住你的话语。
Dear God, we will try to really understand and to catch your words.
我们更有一个祷告，是你的话来抓住我们。
Today we pray, let your words get us.
让你的话在你话语的光中里面，我们看到自己的不是。
In the light of your teaching, your words, we can see our own shortcomings.
所以你给我们一个新鲜的灵，让我们每次听你的话都是那么的新鲜的。
Give us a refreshing, a fresh heart, so that every time when we know, when we hear your word, it can teach us something fresh.
不再受限于我们的习惯。还有我们自以为是的一些的对人对事的方式。
Let us not be limited by our own habit.
在新的一年里面，我们仰望你的恩典。
In the coming new year, we look for your grace.
在我们的生活中间，在我们的家庭里面，公司里面，在教会中，我们真的能够更多的体会什么是爱，是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
In our family, in our working place, in our church, let us really put it into our daily practice. Love is kind, love is patient.
求你帮助我们忘记背后，努力面前的。
God help us so that we can forget about our past and we can look forward and work for our future.
因为每一天来的日子在你面前都是新的。
Because every day coming is new, is new.
有新的恩典在等候我们。
There are new graces waiting for us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.